John Rosno wakes up every morning at 3:30. He used to work almost 100 hours a week, but he says he's slowing down. Now he works closer to 80 hours, and it's not easy work.
I considered quitting, and then I thought of what I did during the day, because I really wasn't making any money. Did I like what I did? And I really loved what I did.
Rosno's business has grown. He and his workers now milk 550 cows three times a day. 8 out of 20 hired laborers are from Mexico. Family and neighbors make up the rest.
I've been called slave trader. I've been called somebody that runs an underground railroad, and probably a whole lot of worse things behind my back. What I basically am is I'm a dairy farmer, trying to make a living in a difficult industry.
Rosno actually pays fairly well, $27,000 to $40,000 a year. He also pays for health care and housing for all of his workers. We know from surveys, not all farmers treat their employees this well.
Here, we got something for you to eat out here, huh?
The tall but gentle farmer tries to sweet-talk a new calf out of her hut. Rosno guides me around the mud puddles to a semi-truck that he fills up with milk each day and sells to the cheese creamery across the street. In addition to dairy farming, he also has a profitable composting business. Rosno scoops up a handful of what looks like rich black dirt.
We sell that to gardeners and landscapers. Because of the rain, it's sopping wet right now.
When he started hiring workers from Mexico, Rosno decided to learn Spanish. His interpreter, Sean Duvall, suggested an immersion program in Mexico.
We had a meeting because we had the trip all arranged, and I said, is there anything else you'd like to do? And John said, well, I'd like to go see where my employees are from. And I'm like, duh!
Since Rosno has gone down, 150 other Wisconsin dairy farmers have followed.
The employers realize that they owe these guys a lot more than just a paycheck. And so they become interested in their welfare and in their family's welfare. And they are extremely marginalized in these communities. They're some of the poorest places in all of Mexico.
It was quite a powerful experience to visit those people that are back there getting checks from their husband, usually working up here.
Without papers, most of these workers don't risk a visit home, so they often do not see their families for years.
Erasmo?
Sí.
Soy Laurel.
Erasmo has slept in after a late milking shift on Rosno's farm. He sits back in a recliner while others who share the kitchen come in and out while we talk. Erasmo points to a picture of his boss with his family in Veracruz. He didn't want us to use his last name.
Buena persona el patrón y bueno, pues yo lo respeto y él pues.
He says Rosno is a good person. I respect him. Each time Rosno goes back, he sees where the paychecks go. He has seen the standard of living in this village change. They go from dirt floors to concrete, from cooking over a fire to a gas stove. To push this process even further, he's given business classes to some of his workers who wish to use their paycheck to start a restaurant, bakery, or other business back in Mexico someday. Everybody on Rosno's farm comes from the same village. These days, when someone leaves, they send back a neighbor or cousin to take their place. Rosno's optimistic the latest proposals for immigration reform will pass, eventually allowing his workers to visit their families whenever they want or bring them safely to Wisconsin to be with them. I'm Laurel Morales, reporting in Wisconsin.